The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Shake off that Thanksgiving food coma with us, because while you are enjoying the holidays, things here in Hollywood were getting a little nasty. Today on Daily Pop, what is going on with Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler? So they planned to do their first post-split Thanksgiving together, but it seems things took an ugly turn. Instead, Kristen's Thanksgiving included a wild Instagram live sesh with her BFF, Justin Anderson. They played a game of F, Mary, Kill, choosing between her former Laguna Beach co-stars. Meanwhile, Jay posted a video having a great time over the weekend with Kristen's former employee, Shannon Ford, who Kristen actually fired on Barry Cavallari. It was not a very nice separation between the two. So these two claim to have a very good relationship. Kristen even said they were going to spend Thanksgiving together. So what do y'all think happened?
You guys.
Oh, my God.
Guys, I told you this. I told you, set your expectations low. Everyone in Hollywood thinks they're a Gwyneth and Chris. You might be more Brad and Angie than you think.
Yeah.
But you can't put it out there until you know for sure. Because guess what? When you've just broken up with somebody, your exes will find a way to disappoint you. I'm sorry. It just is what it is. No matter how good the breakup was, no matter how amicable it was, your man or your woman is always going to find a way to not meet your expectations because you have them so high.
Mm. I think it's true. It's honestly what you just said is so well said, because it's honestly always the case. Like, no matter how amicable, as you said, things can be, somebody always has to do something that, like, they're in their feelings one day and they pull some random shit that you're like, why would you even do that? We were in such a good place. I don't know, just from an outsider, obviously speculating everything, I just feel like Jay is the petty one here. I just feel like there's something about him that just loves this sort of drama. I think she and him, they were together for what, 10 years? They tried everything to make that relationship work. It just wasn't working out. I think she's trying to make an effort to co-parent, and he's just being slightly, you don't need to be hanging out with her ex-employee. You don't need to do that. You don't need to post it. So,
exactly.
Yeah. Like, not even, she might not care, but...
I didn't find Kristen's game of not playing, including Jay, shady, because
he wasn't on the hills.
Yeah, and she already married him. Like,
yeah.
The story's already done. So I feel like that wasn't shady.
And
I felt like that didn't make sense with the theme. But his sitting there, you know, spending a holiday, not with Kristen or the kids, as far as we know, unless they just decided not to let anybody know. But to spend it with Shannon and then post the picture, it's like, it looks like, hey, we're talking shit about Kristen. Like, that's what you are
100%.
Assuming whenever you see those two together.
I just had a friend who was kind of sort of in the same situation where she was like, yeah, you know, I was just with her. I didn't really talk to her. And I'm like, look, with COVID going on right now, there is an easy way to ask people, hey, bro, do you mind not posting that? You know, it's COVID era. I'm isolating, you know, for my job and everything. Even if you're jobless, you could still use that excuse. No one's going to fight with you about it. But what you really wanted to do was you wanted somebody to see the two of you together so it can spark that conversation.
Yeah.
That's what makes it petty. I'm not mad at
it's petty. But it's also really bitter, because it's kind of like, why are you that in your feelings about the breakup? Like, it really does feel like they tried every avenue to make the relationship work. I feel like they've both even said that. It was a long time. They've obviously produced three kids, so it was very successful. Why do you want to go and cause such petty, unnecessary drama with this girl who, like, by the way, Kristen and her might even be on okay terms, but, like, Who cares? Like, this is so 2 years ago. Just like move on with your life.
Same thing with the bracelets. But by the way, doesn't this happen in normal relationships? Like when you're not a celebrity, you have a breakup with somebody and all of a sudden they start calling that friend and hanging out with that friend who they never really liked.
Oh.
And it's like, that, you don't even like Dale.
Yes, that's true. But if it's one of my friends, they better not be hanging out with my ex.
No, but you know what it is? You know what it is? It's always, Justin, you know what this is. It's always the like one removed mutual friend that you know and you've both known forever.
Yes.
And then they come in. It's like 2 weeks later, you're like separated. And then it's like all of a sudden they're like bowling together.
Yes.
And they're best friends.
And I'm
like,
oh, and you want to call that friend and you're just like, oh, do you really know how much we talked about you the last 10 years?
Also, it's always the people you two.
Because you talk too. You can't say that because you talk
But that's expected, but it's also the, it's always the people, they always go for the people that like, don't, that kind of owe you, there's some history, but don't, they're not in your front circle, so they don't really owe you. It's always that bitch.
Damn,
so that bitch is why, that bitch is single. Yeah, that bitch is single forever.
All right, well. Okay, moving on to Cardi B. So Cardi also had a controversial Thanksgiving. It all started when she tweeted that she was having 37 people over. Her social media lit up with criticism. Lots of people calling her out for having a big gathering during a pandemic. Cardi tweeted an apology, but later wrote about people trying too hard to be offended. So what do you think? Was she asking for trouble by bragging about her big Thanksgiving? She knew she's going to get backlash, but she just doesn't care.
But by the way, y'all weren't mad about the 200-person turn-up she had, you know, in Vegas a month and a half ago.
Oh, I think,
but you're mad about the Thanksgiving?
I think we were mad about her birthday party. Because the birthday party was even more intense. We talked about it on here. She had no masks, and there was a ton of people in a very small area. I mean, I don't know exactly.
I just think people didn't turn up as much, but I will say, like, even my own Thanksgiving was not anything big. I spent it with a few people, and I tried my hardest, and I decided that I was not going to post anything because I knew that there were a lot of people out there who couldn't make it to their families, who didn't have friends to come over and celebrate Thanksgiving with. So I had to be more mindful of that situation. Mm-hmm. It's a celebrity mentality. When you let celebrities get away with certain things, they feel invincible, which is why when people like Ellen or people like Stassi say, oh my God, you're canceling me for that. I did worse things in the past, but all of a sudden you're upset about this. The reason why she felt like she could post this was because she thought she could get away with it. She didn't think it was a big deal.
I also think she thought, you know, well, I had everyone tested. I have to say, like, reading this story this morning, like, I think maybe it was, like, my first, like, mom reaction. I thought it was incredibly irresponsible. And what really bothered me about what Cardi said, she's like, you know, you guys are offended so easily. Like, how do you deal with the real world? This is the real world. There's 100,000 people in the hospital right now dealing with COVID.
Yes.
And for some people on our own staff have lost family members to COVID. You know, I really thought about that this morning. And it's like, Cardi, I love you. It's really no shade. But, like, you are such a massive star. This is such a massive pandemic that clearly does not seem to be going away. And you think because you have money, and I'll throw this back in your eyes' face because you always make fun of me, I could have 40 people at a baby shower. I talk about it every day and test everybody. Mm-hmm. It's not the time. It's not the time. And if you are going to have Thanksgiving with 40 people, don't tell people because people are dying from this. She kind of needs to get a little bit of a clue. It really kind of upset me this morning. Like,
100%.
You need to be a little bit more self-aware. You can't, it's not cute right now. You got it, just all the gatherings, not necessary.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that it was silly of her. It really felt odd that she threw out the number. I had 20 people out and 12 kids. I was like, what, or 25 or whatever the number was.
She was trying to soften the blow.
But
she was already trying to soften the blow.
What was the point? It did feel almost like a punch. Like a punch. Like it's like that friend that's like, hey, you know, you just lost your job, and your friend's like, I just got some new Louboutins, and you're just like, really? You want me to punch you in the face?
100%. It's so true. It's
what do you want from me? Like, are you trying to kick people while they're down?
By the way,
I agree.
It's like, what are you
doing?
I agree.
I have so many questions from those photos and those posts. Like, where is the furniture? That house looks big with no furniture. Like, why are there no drapes?
Maybe she didn't want people to sit close to each other. Maybe that was her way of social distancing everybody.
Justin, I am upset. The no drapes is really just what gets me.
It kills me. You know what kills me? What kills me is when rich people post photos and videos of their houses and the drapes are like 2 feet from the floor because they brought them from their old house into their new house. And it's like, you had $7.5 million to buy a brand new house cash, but you couldn't get any drapes.
And Ariana Grande, remember she had no furniture for like 6 months, whatever.
Here's the thing. Money does not buy, you know, we know. It's very tricky. It doesn't mean because you have all the money in the world, you have like the most beautiful home or you have all of like the class in the world.
But you can go to Jennifer Convertibles.
You could, by the
you
way.
You can call Jennifer Convertibles.
There's always a fresh white t-shirt from Zara. Like there's always, you know, you don't need to spend a gazillion dollars to make things look decent.
That's true. Okay.
We've gotten completely off topic.
Why George Clooney's latest confession is blowing our minds, plus The Undoing's crazy finale, the twist that has everyone in Hollywood talking, and what Nicole Kidman is saying now. When we come back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. We have to talk about George Clooney's shocking confession. Listen to what he just revealed on CBS's Sunday Morning.
I've been cutting my own hair for 25 years. Years ago, I bought a thing called a Flowbee, which when we
you
were
did
kid,
not.
When I was a kid, yeah.
The infomercial, the Flowbee.
This ingenious device lets you give yourself and family perfect haircuts every time.
Yes. It comes with a vacuum cleaner and the clippers? Yeah, I still have it.
Stop it. You don't use it.
My haircuts take literally 2 minutes. I go,
Is this Flowbee?
Yeah, it's Flowbee.
Oh my God. I cannot get over this because my father-in-law has a Flowbee and has been using it for the last 25 years. And he talks about it. He says it's the best thing he's ever bought. He's been giving himself haircuts since he bought it back in the 80s. That's the Flowbee he thinks is the most amazing thing. And I just texted him this morning. I'm like, you and George Clooney have something in common.
I just love that George Clooney is trying to save money on haircuts.
I know.
When he's giving $14 million to 14 friends.
But I also love that it took him this long to admit this, because how many times has he probably been like pictures of him on the red carpet being like, George Clooney's amazing hairstyle, get George Clooney's hair look, and he's like, these years he's like, I've been using a Flowbee.
Let's be fair. I mean, I don't think every haircut is a Flowbee. I definitely think Chris McMillan, Justin, has gotten in there and given some cuts. He's definitely
you
had somebody
so?
Cut.
100%.
Yes, he's not Flowbeeing his hair on every press tour, on everything. I think it's a good gadget for, first of all, I didn't even know that this thing existed. I didn't know what it was until 15 minutes ago. But I definitely think it's, but for the three pieces of hair. But I think that like this is kind of like when he's in Lake Como hanging out and doesn't want to see people. I don't think this is for when he's doing Ocean's 11.
Rich people always amaze me by the one like broke people thing
cheap
that
trick.
They have in their houses. Yeah.
They tan themselves with their own spray tans.
100%.
They do it themselves. They'll give themselves their own like facials because they've learned how to do it over the years.
Yeah.
Yes, they do their own haircuts. Some of them even color their own hair, and it's like amazing.
Let me
to
tell
me.
You something. When I first started working for Kyle Richards, she would send me to Gelson's or Whole Foods with a list of organic products from here to here. And it better be organic and it better be free range. And I had to go to Ralph's to get the one thing on the list, which was that nasty Kraft Parmesan cheese everybody loves that shakes out of a can.
Oh.
Every rich person has that one broke thing that they brought from their old lives. Look for it, people.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome, though. I love that he uses the Flowbee. That makes me love George even more. we have to move on to HBO's The Undoing. The finale was last night, and it's all anyone can talk about because fans really finally found out who killed Elena Alves. Now, so many celebs were posting about it. Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Scott, Andy Cohen, Kerry Washington. And it seemed like Nicole Kidman was responding to all of them. That's really cute. Justin Morgan, I know you guys are both huge fans of the show. I have not watched it yet. I have it on my to-do list. I'm like trying to, I want you guys to try not to tell me who the killer is.
We have been given such strong instructions to not let anything slip because Carissa is 2 weeks behind and has not seen the show. Like, we literally, Justin said we should put music in her ears. The question, fans of the show,
were you surprised of who the killer was?
Yes.
Without saying who the killer was.
They do a very good job throughout the series of keeping you on the edge of your seat. And they definitely tried to throw you in many different directions. Right. And everybody kind of starts to speculate the same people. And it's surprising how things play out. I can't even go into like the specific route I wanted to go into because it's just going to be too obvious for her.
100%.
It's amazing.
I was surprised.
You weren't surprised, Justin? I feel like you're so crafty.
No.
I wasn't surprised, really.
I wasn't really surprised because I watch a lot of Dateline. And it's always the same person who hooks it up on Dateline.
The husband or the wife?
Watch Dateline. I was more surprised that Naomi Campbell. What's her name? Nicole Kidman. Nicole Kidman.
That's C-list celebrity.
I'm more surprised that Nicole Kidman got on Twitter and on Instagram and was answering everybody back because when everybody was saying Big Little Lies 2 was trash, she was nowhere to be found.
All I can think about is that I think you just told me the answer, and now I'm just
Carissa, you knew. Carissa, don't look into the light.
Carissa. Don't. Carissa. Justin, we had a talk.
Carissa.
We had an agreement.
You already know what's happening.
Well, now I know.
No, you don't. Honestly, you really don't. You don't know. I promise you. No, I'm serious. You do not know. He's trying to. This is the thing about the undoing. There's so many different directions. He could be lying anywhere.
I'm just not gonna believe you. I think that you're crafty. That's like whenever I got an ultrasound and the girl was like, "Wow, this dude is so cute," and then it was actually
a girl. You knew exactly what it is.
No, I thought it was a boy because she said that, but it ended up being a girl, so she threw me off. So I'm thinking that you're trying to throw me off. That's my logic here.
Oh, Justin, why did you do that? Why did you even? Why? It was so clear.
More on The Undoing after the break, including which star is getting flirty with Kourtney Kardashian. Plus, how Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas are taking their relationship to the next level. All that when we return. So it's definitely not the husband.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Here's your Hollywood Minute, a quick look at the top celebrity headlines. We've got 60 seconds to get through it all, so start that clock. Here we go. Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas are still going strong. They spent their first Thanksgiving together in Los Angeles, and Ana even spent time with Ben's kids. A source tells E! News they had a busy few days of family time together and seem very happy. Oh, good for them. Okay, Rebel Wilson is proudly showing off her new body. Over the weekend, she posted she reached her goal weight and said it's not about the number, it's about being healthy. Good for her. She looks phenomenal. And let's talk a little bit more about The Undoing. We have another huge fan of the show, Miss Kourtney Kardashian. Now, she posted some sexy photos with a caption saying, "Who killed Elena Alves?" Well, the post got the attention of one of the show's stars, Edgar Ramirez. He reposted the picture and responded, "I'm all ears." I don't know, Morgan, what do you think? People are saying this might be a little flirty.
First of all, I have to say, when I was reading this morning, I had such a breath of fresh air. There was such a sigh of relief. Like, Kourtney should be getting hot men like this to flirt with her. Like, she's such a hot woman. She's really only had Scott for the past, 10 years? And then she had Eunice. Remember Eunice? Mm-hmm. Super hot, but that was only for like a year or whatever. And she had fun. Edgar Ramirez and Kourtney, like, I want to see her on the arm of some hot ass eye candy. Like, she should be going out with these kinds of people. Like, I love it. I was excited for her. I felt like, yeah, why aren't we thinking? We're always talking about Scott and who he's dating. Like, she needs to get out there and date somebody super hot.
Chris is at that keyboard right now, literally gonna make this happen. I just think for Edgar Ramirez.
It was a long vacation.
I truly think when you're a mom and you have three kids, sometimes it's a little bit easier to date men who are younger, who don't really complicate your life and you don't have to bend for.
Yeah.
So I think Kourtney Kardashian is on that whole tram of, I'm just going to make this as easy as possible until my kids are 18, 15, 16, where I can focus on a relationship, because we all know she's focusing on being a mom.
Yeah.
This would be too stable for her.
No, he's super hot. I think that I think they could have a really good time together. And I think that kind of opened, probably I'm speaking for her completely, but I think that this morning she was like that hasn't really happened to Kourtney before. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like nobody's really, and fun fact, her stylist styles him. Yeah, no, for sure. But I mean, like publicly, like a famous person. So there's that connection there. I just thought of that.
That's smart.
They should go out.
Okay, I like
this. That's my thought.
We will be watching for that nonstop and let you know as soon as we see them together. Okay, Mindy Kaling is giving us a tease of Legally Blonde 3. Mindy is co-writing the script and reveals she was excited to take on Reese Witherspoon's iconic Elle Woods.
Iconic.
Because we haven't seen the character in 18 years. She tells Elle magazine, quote, We know what Elle was like when she was 21, 22 years old, but what about when she's 42? What is she like when she's dealing with adult problems and is an adult woman? How much do we want to see Elle Woods with adult problems?
You know, it's funny. Everyone always says, we don't need this movie, we don't need this movie. I kind of sort of am excited about this movie because I'm excited to see what Mindy Kaling brings to it. It's like, I've seen every Batman possible, and I know what the story is going to be about. It's about a broody old white man who's rich and famous and hates himself, but I like to see the spin that other people put on it.
Yeah.
And I think Mindy Kaling, being a woman of Indian descent, I feel like it's just going to be a different take.
Yeah, different perspective.
I'm 100% interested to know what Elle Woods is doing now. Like, I want to see her as a mother. I want to see, like, what she's doing. I don't know, see if her dog's still alive. All the things.
Bruiser.
Bruiser. Yeah.
By the way, look at Elle Woods right here. She's 33 in this box. That's where Elle Woods ended up, okay?
I want to know how Elle handled the coronavirus. I want to know all the things.
Oh, that's
Elle's
a good one. That's a good one.
Who left her at law school, even though she's married to one of the Wilson brothers.
What was his name? What was the boyfriend's name again?
Luke Wilson. I don't remember his
character. No, the
Porter.
No, it wasn't Porter.
No.
Was it Porter?
Porter. It was Porter.
It was like Porter, but it was not Porter. It was like...
We're going to think about it.
Connor.
All right. Coming up, it's Cyber Monday. And you guys, we got you some exclusive deals that you're not going to be able to get anywhere else. So stick around for those. Plus, why Chrissy Teigen has reasons to celebrate big today. Stay with us.
Why is Naomi Campbell on my mind? I almost called Edward Rodriguez.
Welcome back to What's the Deal? Okay, we know traveling has taken a bit of a hit during the pandemic. It's not recommended to get on a plane, but we're all for road trips and short weekend getaways as long as you're being safe. So this gift guide is perfect for someone who's planning their next adventure. First things first, luggage. Okay, so whether you're packing for one night or for a whole week's travel, Paravel's got you covered with their carry-on and carry-on plus suitcases. And major bonus, these are super sustainable and carbon neutral. They roll really nicely too, and they're super cute. Paravel is slashing over $60 off their price. They normally go for $255. You can get them today for $191. Or you can opt for this canvas tote. It's 25% off. This is a perfect overnight or just everyday use. Also could make a great diaper bag, just saying, beach bag. I mean, it's so cute. Okay, so moving on to Sol and Celine. They also have some great weekender bag options. We got this beautiful snakeskin print, super cute. I love the gold zipper. They've also got backpacks. You can choose from different sizes, different colors. These are so convenient for travel. And if you want the hands-free option, these hip huggers, they work great. All of these bags are normally $50 to $130, but are now being offered for $40 to $100. So if you're in need of some great travel bags, these are the ones that you want to jump on. And I should also mention that they sell face masks as well, so you can feel safe wherever you go. And they've got some really cute designs. When you're planning planning for your outfits for your travel, the key is comfortable, right? You're sitting in a car for a long period of time. The last thing you want to be is uncomfortable. These are so soft. This is where Chaser comes in. They are giving you 29 to 35% off some of our favorite looks, like the long sleeve tie-dye shirt dress here. That's really cute. Chaser's also got the cozy loungewear sets. We have a jungle. So cats, maybe you're into Tiger King. This would be a great Christmas gift. So originally, these range from $79 to $97, but they are taking it down to $55 to $68 just for you, Daily Pop viewers. Okay, and then can we just talk about this for just a second? We've got to get Chase this. Okay, this unicorn star set and this boys knit zip up jacket. Chaser is lowering their price from $44 to $79 to $31 to $55. All right, so I saved the best for last. Okay, you're never going to get bored with a carpool karaoke mic. These are 20% off, you guys, which means they are lowering the original cost from $50 to $40. You're definitely going to want one of these for your next road trip. All right, keep your phones out and grab the code right down there. Scan it with your cameras and visit us at eonline.com/shop. And don't miss out on best overall deals coming up next.
Was my boob out the whole time?
I got a spray tan the other night. It matches John's hands as well because he was touching my breasts apparently in the middle of the night.
What's the lowest amount of freaky?
We're very sexy. I'm always in a trench coat with nothing underneath whenever he comes home. Is that what you want to hear?
With celebrities, like, it's good to just apologize for being a idiot.
I have a fantastic Twitter. It's highly underrated.
Gotta love Chrissy Teigen. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Chrissy. And in honor of that, we're gonna play a game we're calling What the Tweet, because she has the best tweets.
She does.
Don't follow her on Twitter. I don't know why not. You're missing out. I'm going to read you some of Chrissy's tweets, and then we have to fill in the blank. So here's the first one. Fell asleep with my blank on, and now I'm in a different dimension. Face mask, teeth whitener, breast pump, Emmy dress.
I'm gonna say breast pump.
I'm gonna say face mask.
I'm gonna say teeth whitener. Breast pump. Oh, how do you do that? Yeah. How does that not cause pain after they're drained? I'd be like, how do you do that?
Oh, God.
What about this one? I like being called blank because it implies I have a blank. I like being called
thick, nice ass is what I'm going
nasty.
For.
Nasty.
Me too.
It means I have a sex life. That's what I'm going with.
I'm going with D.
It's B. I like being called butterface, because it means I have a dope body. That's hilarious. Next tweet. The sexiest man alive just made me a ham sandwich, Belgian waffle, Denver scramble, or a matcha latte.
I'm gonna go with A.
I'm gonna go B.
I'm gonna go with A, considering I don't know if he's as good in the kitchen as her ham sandwich.
Let's see.
It's A.
Yes!
Ham sandwich.
I remember this.
All right, the blank people tweet me are always the worst blank. The recipes. Disses, penises, or gifs.
Recipes.
Penises. I'm going with penises.
Oh, for you,
Krista
Chris
wants
Evans.
A penis this morning. Okay, good to know. I'm gonna go with recipes too.
It is penises.
Oh my God.
Yes, Chrissy.
The one damn time.
Morgan, it's just because we don't get them, you know, so we're just a little bitter. No, please don't send them. Let's do one more here. Okay, so I am so blank and so blank. Please stop expecting things from me. I'm guessing sleepy and annoyed.
These are like very brain.
Tired.
This requires
stupid.
A lot of brain
go
power.
Stupid and tired. I'm going to go A again.
I'm going to go A again because I'm just following what Justin's saying today.
And the answer is stupid and tired. Very
Woo!
Good. Justin, you won. You know Chrissy's tweets best.
She and I think the same. We're also neighbors.
Happy birthday, Chrissy. All right, moving on to Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, or should I say Santa and Mrs. Claus. I talked to the power couple about their famous family, new movie, and their secret to working together.
Private trailer.
Was I always this miserable? Wasn't I ever happy?
Well, sure, honey, lots.
It doesn't happen often, but when Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn star together in a movie, it is magical. And they're back at it, this time for Netflix in The Christmas Chronicles Part 2.
I've never worked with my husband too closely, and there's good reason for that. I think that we would not do it so well. What is the tricks to working with your significant other?
Do it every 33 years, first of all.
I mean, exactly. It's like, you know, working together all the time.
I think that playing Mrs. Claus and Santa Claus are pretty fabulous characters to be playing.
I know. I mean, also because we are actors, you know, we are in a pretty fairly good state of mind being Mrs. Claus and having magical, you know, and just looking at, you know, Santa. Falling in love, and Santa's like, so great.
She designed this place. I think it should be called Mrs. Claus's Village. Me too.
Well, I never thought of that.
Of course you didn't.
What is your favorite family holiday traditions?
Yeah, the night before Christmas is big around our house. Somebody's always there who hasn't read the night before Christmas, which is our tradition, to read the night before Christmas.
Turn out all the lights.
Get the fireplace.
Everything's hanging. The stockings are hung with care.
I saw a really cute video that Kate posted of Ronnie baking. What's the latest fun or funny, cute thing that she's done lately?
What she said lately was Katie redid one of her rooms, which is a small, very cozy room, and she was saying, I think I need to get a new chair. You know, we talked about it a little bit. Ronnie Rose came in the morning. She hadn't seen it. She went, wow, the whole thing. She's just two.
She saw it.
I mean, the whole thing, she said. I'm like, oh my God. Because, you know, Katie and I say that a lot. We do that, the whole thing. She cracks me up. She's so deeply funny.
She is precious.
She is priceless. And those two, I literally could talk to them all day long. They're so cute. And the movie is really cute, too. It's The Christmas Chronicles 2. It's out on Netflix now. You can watch it. All right, up next, more of our exclusive deals on this Cyber Monday for you. We're going to share you the top discounts you can't miss, plus why Halsey is going off on the Grammys. Oh, that's next.
Ooh, y'all.
Hi, friends. Welcome to our final holiday. What's the deal? We've saved the best for the last for you guys. These are the top overall deals. Now, don't forget, you can scan that code at any time or memorize this website, eonline.com/shop. Very easy, right?
Yep. Well, let me start because I'm really excited about these. I've got these fancy new kicks from Rio Mar. They're made from waterproof leather with a breathable odorless lining, and they're non-slip. These are super versatile, and they originally range from $180 to $200, but they're knocking that down from $105 to $115.
I love them. They're year-round as well. Okay, I love a good piece of jewelry. You guys know this. Okay, and Sterling Forever is giving you an unbelievable deal. Everything here usually ranges from $48 to up to $180, but not today. For a limited time, they're offering you an exclusive price for our Daily Pop viewers at $18 to $29. That means you're going to get 80% off some of these pieces. That's insane, you guys. They're so cute. You know, I love a layered gold necklace. A lot of really good layering pieces here. We've got necklaces, bracelets, earrings, you name it. They've got something for everyone, and every girl wants more jewelry.
Now, working in TV, I know a thing or two about makeup brushes, and one thing that I've learned is you got to keep it hygienic. You're constantly putting that brush from your face to your makeup, and you're just spreading all the dirt and the bacteria, so you have to be safe.
Yeah.
UVA Pro is helping us with makeup brushes and blenders that are 100% antimicrobial, which means bacteria gets eliminated.
Nice.
Now, I don't know about you, but I would love this for myself. This is a great gift to give your best girlfriend.
I'll take that.
11 brushes, originally $179, but they're lowering the cost to $62.99. I did the math, everybody. That's over 67% off.
Wow.
Now, I know you like a blender.
I do.
I know you love to blend every crease with a blender.
It's gotta be perfect.
These today are normally $14.99. You can get them at $9.99. They're also antimicrobial. antimicrobial. This is the need.
Good
this
deal.
This is the want.
Okay, you guys, you can never have too many bags, right? So Urban Expressions has definitely got you covered. We've got this trendy backpack collection. The backpack right here. It's got the zipper down the middle, this crossbody bag that you can fit so much into. That's so cute. That's so great for winter and Christmas. Okay, and then there's the clutches, the wallets, the card holders. At any other time, these retail for $20 to $110, but they are taking this down from $15 to $75. And finally, we've got this festive decorative pillow from Sewing Down South. Now, if you didn't know, this is Southern Charms, Craig's brand. I'm so proud of you, Craig. These are so good. So the snowflake pillow cover is insert is usually $70, but you guys can get it just in time for the holidays today for $47. So cute. I love it. And it's like really nice, high quality fabric as
well. I actually
have
two of his pillows in my house.
Really? Mm-hmm. They're so nice.
You guys, in case you miss any of our exclusive deals, everything is up on the eonline.com/shop.
All right, this is our last reminder. Whip out your phones, bring up your camera app, scan that code right down there. Happy shopping, you guys. All right, after the break, Halsey and The Weeknd put the Grammys on blast. Do we agree with them? And would Carrie Underwood have made it big if she wasn't on American Idol? The singer's surprising confession is next. All right, on to another huge feud in Hollywood. Halsey and The Weeknd are slamming the Grammys after being snubbed. So Halsey went off in a lengthy Instagram post claiming the nominations are all about bribes, private performances, and making the Recording Academy millions. The Academy has not responded to her claims. What do you guys think about this?
Justin, I'm having a pregnancy allergy attack, so you tell us what you think.
First of all, last February in 2020, actually, Sue Dugan, or Deborah Dugan, her name was Deborah Dugan. She was the CEO. Do you remember when the CEO was ousted after 5 months and that whole article came out in Rolling Stone where she said that the voting committee was ripe with corruption?
Oh.
And you remember she said there were secret subcommittees that no one knew about? So why is everybody so surprised that this thing is all for show? This thing is all set up. I don't understand why artists get their feelings hurt when people have been saying this for years and years. When
it
Justin Timberlake
politics.
Got beat by Bon Iver and Nicki Minaj got beat by Bon Iver when she had 4 songs on the top 10 at one time.
Right.
Well,
right.
The thing is, but that's also where it gets contradictory and confusing because Bon Iver is obviously an extremely talented musician. He's obviously maybe not as mainstream as Nicki Minaj, and not saying she didn't deserve a Grammy, but like that's what you call really stiff competition. So I do think, like, it's like the Oscars. Like, they went for somebody who was, like, extreme. Not that Nicki Minaj is not artistic and talented, so I don't mean to say that. But he's a little bit less mainstream and a little bit more unique, let's say.
Right.
And so that also just sort of, like, makes it confusing. I do think what happened with The Weeknd was complete BS. And it shouldn't matter if he was going to perform at the Super Bowl or not. Like,
yeah.
Grammy separate from a performance.
The Weeknd was also snubbed. He did not get a single nod this year, and he definitely let everyone know how upset he was. The Recording Academy interim president released a statement acknowledging The Weeknd's disappointment, writing, "I was surprised and can empathize with what he's feeling. His music this year was excellent, and his contributions to the music community and broader world are worthy of everyone's admiration." So he got a response. Halsey didn't.
Look,
but
I'm going to put it to you this way.
Yeah?
The Grammys are just like the Oscars. If you are winning at life, they are not going to award you.
Yeah.
Meryl is not selling, you know, perfumes or doing X, Y, and Z. Meryl gets out of her house when she does an Oscar-nominated movie. Granted, that movie might make $10 million and cut even at the office, but she knows how to play the game. Whereas a J-Lo, who might have a good performance, if she makes money on a movie, they don't want to give that movie any
kind of accolades.
It's almost
like if you're too commercialized, like, they don't want to give you credit. Like, they really want to stick to, like, the artistic, like, starving artist. Like, obviously,
100%.
Meryl's been nominated a million times. I mean, when we were reading our research this morning, the fact that Glenn Close has been nominated for an Oscar 7 times and they have not given her one, that's BS. That's, if you're going to be
really
nominated
bizarre.
7 times, one time you deserve to win one of those Oscars. Like,
well,
that's the other
gonna
thing.
She's going to win this year. She's going to win this year because she has one of the best performances I have seen in Hillbilly Elegy.
It's a joke.
It is unbelievable.
I know. So good.
It was so funny. I could tell who she was right off the bat, but then if you look at her compared to the original grandma that she plays,
exactly, it's like
uncanny. It's unbelievable. We're getting side note here, but yes, Glenn Close should get nominated for that because she's amazing. She did talk out. Remember whenever Gwyneth Paltrow won the Oscar in 1999, she said how that did not make any sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, people get mad because they think it's a sore loser thing, but sometimes it's not, you know. Sometimes you really do feel that there is more to the story and you have the right to say that. But I feel like it's hard to express without coming across as a sore loser.
I have no dogs in the fight. I have no skin in the game.
Yeah.
People know how to play the game. If you want to get nominated for an Oscar, if you want to get nominated for a Golden Globe or Emmy, do what Laura Dern does. Laura Dern goes to the opening of a new bathroom at the Academy and will thank
beloved.
The Academy
yeah.
for bringing her there. She it's loves true. To thank the Academy.
She loves a brush.
She will thank the Academy for anything. At a pap smear, at a mammogram, she will thank the
yeah.
Academy first.
She's it's really called, in.
It's called playing the game. Meryl plays the game. You can't not show up at Grammys night, you know, for the kids or Grammy museums for an opening and expect to win a Grammy. You got to go on those carpets and you got to make your rounds. It's about politics.
Yeah, it's like when you shake the hand with a nominee, you're like, okay, this person's really cool. And you know, when I'm going to vote, it's like, man, it's between these two, but you know what? She showed up. She was there. I'm going to go with her.
100% yeah. because it shows that you care and you're about this game.
I mean, I'm a voter for the CMAs because
yeah.
I won back in the day for radio.
Good for
and
you.
So I get to vote every year. And sometimes it's very hard to decide because there's two songs I love or two artists that I love and I feel like their careers were equal that year. And sometimes it does go back to like, well, if I have to pick one and I think these both deserve it, I'll probably go with the one that I have the better relationship with. And it's not, if I think they're equal, right? If there's one that wins that is obvious, then I'll go with that one. But sometimes you think they're equal.
100%. I will say this, though, in The Weeknd's defense, if there is a secret subcommittee out there who are voting on things and they knew what was coming up, don't have this man prepare a whole Grammys performance and have
That's
him show up
That's where it gets
shady. To sing and not even
but
let
Justin,
him get a nomination.
What about Jay-Z? Remember when he was nominated? He went and sat in the audience and was nominated, what, like 8 times? They didn't give him one Grammy?
At least he was nominated and they didn't ask him to sing. It's like, hey, do you mind coming to my wedding and singing, but you can't come to the reception? Bitch.
No, give me the wine. I want the unlimited bar now.
Give me the wine.
So right. do I.
Carrie Underwood almost did not audition for American Idol. In an article for Guidepost magazine, the singer confessed she was terrified and burst into tears as her parents drove her to the airport. I'm so surprised. Do you think she still would have been discovered if she never auditioned?
I love Carrie Underwood. I really do. And this is not any shade.
Oh, gosh.
But I'm going to say this. When you go to Nashville and you go to those small clubs and you go to those open mic nights, there are a bunch of beautiful voices out there. I think what Carrie Underwood had that a lot of people don't have is that stage presence. And I think Idol showcased that for her. You know what I mean? Like, there are a lot of pretty girls out in the world, but if you got on America's Next Top Model, you had a little bit of a leg up
yes.
at this point.
Yeah.
So I think she wouldn't have gotten discovered. I don't think she would have done it.
Yeah, she's from a little town of Oklahoma. I mean,
would have been hard.
It would have been really difficult. And there's so, like you said, you have to acknowledge the power that these shows have. I will say over the years, since Carrie won, there's so many singing competition shows. They may not
yes.
have the same power that they had for Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood and a couple of the others.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, back in the day when she went on, that show really had major star power.
It
we
did.
Followed the winners. Nowadays, it's
not as much.
You still have to really work after
go.
You win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, remember
yeah.
Kelly
it was all meant to be.
Red highlights.
It was destiny. yeah. Those. Who could forget?
But thank God that we discovered both of them because they're huge stars and they've
yep.
put out amazing hits. And I can't imagine the music community without them now. All right. That's all the time we have. Tomorrow is a huge day. We have Melissa McCarthy sharing her secret to making marriage work. And it involves wigs and dancing.
Ooh.
Tell you all about it. Bye.
Okay, Melissa McCarthy, I see you. Wigs and dancing. What kind of dancing?